Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I don't know why when I get up every morning I feel like I need a special counsel. I'm serious. It's in a sense, well, it's certainly not the Stockholm effect, which means you fall in love with your captives. But you begin, you know, you say something old. It's the old story, and it was the techniques used by the Russians and the Germans. Keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over, and it has a brainwashing effect. And you begin to believe some of the things. Now, I don't believe anything those you-know-what on the left say. Nothing. Everybody coming on, I mean, Turley, the top lawyer at George Washington University, Alan Dershowitz, these people are liberals, and they're criticizing our legal system for moving forward on issues that there shouldn't be. Alan Dershowitz yesterday said he doesn't believe in special counsels at all. And this is now coming to the point we're going to have to get another special counsel to investigate Mueller, because this guy, you know, NG, you know what NG stands for? He's no good. It doesn't matter what the Republicans say. It doesn't matter what Trump does. It doesn't matter what he, not the Republicans. Most of them are in the bag. I mean, I can name you probably six of them whom I have respect for. Lost my respect for all of them, and I wish. I don't think Trump has the authority to fire Paul Ryan, but Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell have done more to hurt this party than anybody else. There's Paul Ryan out there saying this special counsel has to proceed. Mueller is grasping at straws, and he's going to find something innocuous. And it won't be collusion. It'll be obstruction of justice. I think the case for collusion has long been resolved. Although, don't put anything past these demons, because they're demons. Even little things that come out. Little things that come out. Trump calls Vladimir Putin to congratulate him on his win. He's still in charge of that country. It's, you know, you can have a terrible relationship with someone. It's still called public relations. And you have to continue to do this with even the heads of countries who are murderers. But nationalists, I have a certain respect for all true nationalists. And that includes Vladimir Putin. I don't care whether you like what I'm saying or you don't like what I'm saying. Trump did the right thing. The man won the election by 76% plurality. So you do the appropriate thing. They live in the same world we do. You call up President Putin. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Don't thank him. Congratulations on your win. And that's what you do. Now he's being criticized everywhere. How these two are in bed together because there's always sweet talk between them. It's absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. And this is what's going on. Now Trump is in the middle of another potential scandal. I don't want to say scandal because the differences between the Obama and Hillary and Trump, the differences between the two of them and Donald Trump, comes down to scandalous behavior. We don't have proof of any scandalous behavior. I think there's enough proof out, and I'm not denying it, of impropriety in his marriage. Trump has always been this way. People knew what they got when they elected him. There wasn't any big surprise. I don't condone it. He hasn't done anything while in office, and that doesn't condone it because I do believe in the sanctity of a marriage. However, I want to clarify that I'm lucky I have a great marriage. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't. So I'm not being even accusatory in one sense. I know Trump never, ever, ever thought he'd be president. Now he's dealing with all these issues that are a priori. He's not really dealing with anything other than some of his stupid remarks after having been elected president of the United States. But Mueller, he's moving in. He's moving in like a warthog in heat. And Trump, again, from a legal standpoint, as I do here, quoted Alan Dershowitz as backing him up, and there never should have been a special counsel in the first place. And there are no probable causes that crimes are committed. You need a special counsel for when there's evidence, circumstantial or otherwise, that there's been a crime committed. There's no crime that Trump has. This is the amazing part. He's ever been accused of. A special investigative commission, okay, nonpartisan, with subpoena power to do something about preventing meddling in elections instead of behind closed doors of a grand jury. Well, why didn't they do it with Obama? Obama and Hillary with this dossier, and the behavior was more laid back before the election. You can't assume anything. I always tell everybody whom I give advice to, don't assume anything. And certainly Obama's actions, I keep saying it because I can't believe no criticism. Obama sent over a core of people to try to sabotage Benjamin Netanyahu's reelection. It's preposterous, and they're now, and we've had this word before, but there's now word that Hillary and Obama are absolutely at the top of this. There's so much evidence surrounding this with, I think it's, I could name you 31 people right now, from McCabe to Loretta Lynch. I could name you, I have a list here, I could name you 31 of them. That together in terms of their crimes, including Eric Holder, who absolutely should be flat out in jail, that Obama and Clinton have run this shadow government. Because here it is, what are we, 14 months later? 14 months? And this probe continues? It's taxpayer funded waste of money. That's what it is. It's just a huge, huge waste. And there is no consideration at all. See, here's the biggest misconception in government. The Democrats are good, the Republicans are bad. Who do you think are responsible for slavery? Who got them out of slavery? The Republicans got them out. The Republicans gave them a chance to grow, think independently, and do things on their own. They're just as intelligent. But when you're thwarted generation after generation and subdued and suppressed, it takes away a lot of what you have. It takes away your ability to go out and do things. When someone says to me the other day, and I said that's the end of the conversation, that blacks are unable to articulate as well or think as clearly, I said, you know, I don't mind a discussion about something. But that's, first of all, it's an absurd comment. It's just absurd. Do you have to go any further than Carson, the neurosurgeon? Come on. And this propaganda goes on. It goes on against blacks. It goes on against Jews. It goes on against minorities. It's inexcusable, and it has to be accounted for. Now, Trump has never said he was going to fire Robert Mueller. I know he'd like to, but he never used those words. And when you turn on CNN or MSNBC, first thing is, Trump is threatening to fire Mueller. I don't know whether he is or he isn't. I don't think so. At this point, I don't think it would be a good move, because we go back to the Archibald Cox case in Watergate, where we had nothing but calamity and chaos, and the government was thrown into a suspended state of animation. Get a date, Bob Mueller, and hold to that date. Stu Taylor, coming back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
Are you sincere when you say,
great Andy Williams, just another one of those beautiful songs. As we move along here, I want to remind everyone, I should have reminded you in the first set, but every third Wednesday of the month, we have nothing short of brilliant advice and information from Blue Prairie Group. You can go to blueprairiegroup.com. This morning, I'm pleased to have on a wealth management advisor, Carla Adams. And stay tuned because we're going to talk about retirement accounts for the self-employed and small business owners. And it may not be a subject that entertains you. There are a lot of subjects that don't, but these are the things we have to do. So as you turn on the news today, the big news is, oh, all of a sudden, all these allegations against Donald Trump are coming up again. New women, new mistresses. Is it a shock to me? No. I mean, anybody out there with half a brain knows, and I'm not defending Trump. Defend him if he was single. And again, it's just my own personal opinion that there's a certain sanctity in marriage, and if it's not there, then... But everybody makes their choices, and I don't end friendships with people who don't fulfill that. I mean, I could end a friendship for anybody who didn't follow any of the Ten Commandments. I could end every friendship I have, except, of course, with myself and my family. See how we all think? But I say that with a lot of truth if I had to think about it. I'm one of these people who is coming on air. And there are no deep, dark secrets. You say, oh, wait till you find out that. Wait till you find out about this and that. I honest to God, don't have any. So now that I've confessed, let me say that all these women are stepping forward. The one, Karen McDougald, and another one. And it's all regarding that they don't have to abide by the payoff money, the settlements, $130,000, $180,000, whatever it is. I'm not doubting the veracity of all of this. I'm saying, why now? And the answer to why now is because you're going to see a slow, steady buildup between now and the November elections to create as much havoc within the Trump administration as you can. And at this point, who doesn't think Trump was a womanizer? I don't... just my own feeling. I don't think I think he's too smart to be one since he got elected or ran in the primaries. And I think most of these wives know it, and some accept it, and some don't. Listen, Melania speaks six languages, and this isn't a lady who was born last night. She's a lot smarter than Michelle. Well, Michelle's smart. I just don't want anybody to think I'm bringing down Michelle Obama's intellect. She's smart. Evil, but smart. So he's caught up in this now. And it just goes to, and I'm not going to get into all the details of the magazine printings and the settlements. I mean, you all know the story. And I mean, the name of the show is not Jerry Springer or Maury Povich. Oh, by the way, both of whom I've met and are very, very different off air than they are on air. So this and other things are going to come up, but when the day is over, first of all, I don't believe Mueller's going to cash in his chips. I don't think he's going to say, hey, we're giving up on this case. He's got expansive rights to do anything he wants. There's got to be some legal intimidation. I always use the word legal. Legal. I remember in my past business, I had accounts receivable that was so hard. And the worst thing about my business was trying to get money in, because you had to give credit. And sometimes, these circumstances develop so much, I was going crazy. But I used to call accounts who were way past overdue, and my collections department couldn't get the money. And in a very stern voice, I would threaten them. And I'd always put the word in legally. I'm not going to come in and destroy your operation or anything, but I'll go through the strongest legal measures to get my money back. I was pretty darn good at it, except it was maybe lowest on the list of what I wanted to do other than pole vault. So it's a much better life right now, by the way, I can tell you. Stress is not good. And Trump is going to continue to deal with it. He thrives on stress. He lives off it. This is the DNA of Donald Trump. I don't know where Mueller's going to get him if he's continues in this role. But at some point, somebody's going to get Mueller. And whether you want to call him Mueller or Miller or Mueller, it's Mueller, by the way, because I've checked. I don't know why he calls him Mueller. I've checked with Wikipedia. But it's a very difficult situation. And now, if it hasn't become apparent to you, it should become apparent to everyone that Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell are poison. Absolute poison to this president. And I said earlier that Trump can't fire Ryan, but and he certainly can't get rid of Mitch McConnell. But I'll tell you, the danger from within is greater than the danger from outside. Notice we haven't heard anything from North Korea for a while. Notice Russia's kind of cooled down about now saying that they don't have any desire to use nuclear warfare. Emotions come and go. Temperaments come and go. PR comes and goes. Putin is the master of PR. The master. And probably second on that list is Trump. I think I've got to give the edge to Putin on his three-point shooting. So we've arrived at the point right now, and everybody keeps saying, well, this is at the crossroads. It's, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming to the crossroads where something has to happen. And you know what I'm praying for, because I'll be sitting in front of that TV day and night if the outcome is as I hope. Not As I Know. Carla Adams coming up. Blueprint.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Monica Crowley from Fox News Channel. I just did a fantastic interview with the great Stu Taylor. Stu, thank you so much. You are fabulous. Everybody, listen to Stu Taylor.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go.
All right, one of my favorite all-time songs right up there, but we have to cut it off because I want to get to our next guest and the importance of the subject that she will be addressing. Carla Adams, a wealth management advisor and a darn good one at Blue Prairie Group in Chicago. They have offices elsewhere as well. My simple suggestion is if you want wealth management advice or advice and where to go for things that they don't do and specialize in, like taxes, you can get all the answers because my initial point was going to be make sure you pick a great wealth management advisor. And if you don't know where to go for other areas, you can always ask them. It's blueprairiegroup.com. Very simple, blueprairiegroup.com. And if you have any questions, you can direct them to them. Carla Adams, welcome. It's great to have you with us this morning.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Well, there are so many things that have to be addressed that people, we don't want to talk about doctor appointments. We don't want to talk about things we don't like to do. One of the things we certainly don't want to talk about, we don't like to talk about death and taxes. And we don't want to talk about what we can talk about retirement, but we don't want to talk about what we have to do or go through it for those who are self-employed and for small business owners. And it's just one of those, you don't have any choice or you're going to end up somewhere we don't want to be. How important is it and what can you do and advise as a psychologist, even though you're not one, how you can get people to actually move? Is it fair? You got to do this.
Yeah, Stu, people really hate trying to, thinking about retirement and figuring out how much they need to save and making those steps to go forward. But, it's something that you really have to make sure that you're getting on track to do, especially when you're self-employed or a small business owner and you don't have that company 401k plan that, you are just automatically making contributions to.
What's the first step? Most of us are savvy enough to have put things away and Roth IRAs and starting educational accounts for their kids at a very early age, as we did here in our home. But I assume you had that done as well. But what I want to know is what are the different things that someone has to think about? Because it's always that first step. I'm guilty of it. I'm always afraid to take that first step for certain things. How should you do it? Should you sit down with a financial advisor or a wealth management expert? What do you do to get off the ground and get educated? And then we'll look at some of the options.
Yeah. So, definitely if you're self-employed, it's important that you talk to your tax accountant to figure out what works best for you in your situation, because everyone's situation is unique, especially when we get into the various types of retirement accounts. Things can get complicated, but, really you need to just bite the bullet and open an account if you don't already have one and either start contributing or continue contributing.
When people think about this, the first thought, if you had a Rorschach test, a verbal one here, it would be an individual 401k, but there are so many of them. And I wasn't aware of all of the options myself. But how do you go about choosing the best option you can for preparing for retirement? And talk about limits, by the way.
Sure, certainly. So first, before I get into this, self-employment retirement account. You know, everyone can contribute up to $5,500 a year, $6,500 a year if you're over age 50, into a traditional IRA account. Now, for a lot of people, you know, if you have your own business, you're doing well, that's probably not enough to be setting aside for retirement each year. So, you know, there are three different types of retirement accounts that you could open, in addition, whether that be in addition to your traditional IRA or instead of, and that would be an individual 401k, also known as solo 401k, a SEP IRA, or a simple IRA.
And what are the limits of these contributions?
Right. So for a SEP IRA and an individual 401k, you can contribute up to $55,000 a year to either of those accounts maximum. Now, it is partially dependent on how much you're earning. Simple IRAs, the maximum that you could contribute would be $18,000 in terms of both employee and employer contributions. Now, if you're self-employed and you have no employees other than possibly a spouse, your best option would either be a SEP IRA or an individual 401k, because
What are the differences?
Sure. So a SEP IRA, it's an IRA account, and you can make contributions up to the lesser of 25% of your income or $55,000. Now, with an individual 401k that you set up, you can contribute, again, the ultimate maximum contribution would be $55,000. But if you're making, say, $100,000, you could contribute, you know, up to 25% of your compensation, so that would be $25,000, plus as you could make an employee contribution of up to $18,500, that would be $24,000 if you're over age 50. So if you're making less than $220,000 a year, then you would be able to contribute more to an individual 401k than you would with a SEP IRA. Once you're making $220,000 a year or more, the maximum would be the same for either account. There are, you know, a couple other features of the individual 401k that I really like. One would be the ability to make Roth contributions, which you cannot do with the SEP IRA. And the second would be that you can take a loan from your individual 401k, which you cannot from a SEP IRA. So if you need to tap some of your retirement assets prior to retirement, for whatever reason, with the individual 401k, you can take it as a loan and pay yourself back. Don't you have to pay it back within a year? So it would be, it's typically 5 years that you have to pay it back.
Oh, okay.
And with the SEP IRA, you cannot take it as a loan. It would have to be a distribution, which would mean it would be taxed. And then if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you would also have to pay an early distribution penalty on what you withdraw.
All right, then people have to take into account, although it may not be within their control, to realize that when you reach, 70 and a half, you have to withdraw a certain amount of your money. It's mandatory, and then pay taxes on it. I mean, there's no way to beat taxes and death, but it's important that people know it, because a lot of people don't know it, and they don't go for the right financial advice.
Right, exactly, Stu.
What about employees? Is any of this affected with employees?
Yeah. So if you have employees, you cannot do the individual 401k. So your choices would be, well, first of all, you know, you can open a traditional 401k plan for your company. 401k plans are highly regulated by the government. So there's a lot of red tape, administrative work, and costs potentially. So if your company is, you know, less than 15 to 20 people, a traditional 401k plan may not be appropriate. So your two choices are really the SEP IRA and the simple IRA.
And what about the difference? Can you go into a little detail about the differences between them? Because I wouldn't know.
Certainly. So with the simple IRA, employees are allowed to make contributions themselves, which I think is a nice feature. They can contribute up to $12,500 a year, whereas with the SEP IRA, only the employer would be making contributions. However, there is more flexibility with the SEP IRA. So with the simple IRA, employers have to contribute either 3% matching contributions for employees or 2% of employee compensation to all employee accounts. Whereas with the SEP IRA, the employer has the ability to decide in any given year what percentage of compensation they're going to make the employee account. So it does have to be the same percentage for all employees in any given year. But, you know, one year you're having a great year, you want to share some of your profits with your employees by contributing to their retirement accounts. You could contribute up to 25% of their compensation. You know, say the next year business isn't doing so well, you don't have to contribute anything, or you could contribute 1% or 2%. So it offers more flexibility in that sense.
All right, we're going to take a break. Rejoining us will be Carla Adams. She is a wealth management advisor at Blue Prairie Group. That's blueprairiegroup.com if you're looking for advice. We're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, Carla will rejoin us to go into a little more detail.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, not a minute to waste here. And, oh, by the way, just an announcement on April 2nd, Geraldo Rivera, in his new book, The Geraldo Show, a memoir, will be joining us for a pretty much of the hour. So Fox News, et cetera, quite an entertainer, Geraldo. He'll be joining us here. Back right now with Carla Adams and Blue Prairie Group. She's a wealth management advisor with extraordinary experience. I mean, really, I look at a lot of resumes and bios, and you can go to blueprairie.com and take a look at Carla's background. She is she's quite competent in handling just about anything. So, Carla, what if you work for a company that has you work for a company, but you do you get self-employment, you get a self-employment income. Can you collect from every end?
Great question, Stu. So, you know, we have a lot of clients in this situation where they have their normal day job that offers the 401k, but they have, you know, their own little side business, or, you know, they're a member of a company board and they get some self-employment income as well. And so, yes, definitely you can contribute to your company's 401k plan and also set up one of these other accounts as well and contribute to it, whether that be an individual 401k, a SEP IRA, or a simple IRA. In this situation, a SEP IRA typically makes the most sense. It's pretty simple to set up, and then you don't have to worry about over-contributing, because if you have two 401ks, then you have to make sure that your total contributions still fall within the overall 401k contribution limit.
Is it complicated to set up these accounts, and is it different from account to account, or is this a pretty simple process?
Yeah, so Stu, the thing is, you know, these accounts are really simple to set up. Each of these account types has a slightly different form, but all in all, very easy to set up. You can just, you know, you can open an account at pretty much any institution, whether that be Fidelity, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, almost anywhere that you can open sort of, you know, a regular IRA or brokerage account, you can open one of these accounts as well. You know, typically it just means, you know, downloading the account application or stopping by the office and opening an account in person. It's actually extremely simple.
What kind of flexibility do these accounts provide? For example, I shouldn't have put it in a 401. I should have put it in another one. You always start thinking of, which is not the subject here, revocable and irrevocable trusts. Or, gee, I'd like to put more money in. I didn't put enough in. How much flexibility is there with these plans?
So they are pretty flexible in terms of what you do from year to year. You know, within the same year, you know, once the year's over, if you wish you could go back in time and put more in, you know, that's not really something that you can do. Some of these accounts will allow you to still contribute through April 14th of the following tax year. But in terms of, you know, a year-to-year basis, you open an individual 401k, for example, and then you realize that for whatever reason, you know, maybe a SEP IRA is more appropriate for you, or you want to switch from, you know, you have employees, you want to switch from a SEP IRA to a simple IRA. It's really easy. You can just switch whichever account you're doing in the following year. So, you know, there's no reason. A lot of people may delay opening one of these accounts, trying to figure out what's the perfect one. I don't want to mess it up. I want to do it right. Well, you can just go ahead and open one of these accounts, and if you later decide that a different account is more appropriate, then you can open another account type that you contribute to that account type instead in the following year.
So this kind of falls within the jurisdiction here of defined benefit plan. How can people get that information to know what to do and when to do it?
So first of all, Steve, I'm going to correct you. These are actually defined contribution plans, not defined benefit plans. Defined benefit plans are typically pensions. In terms of where to find this information, wherever you're looking to open an account, whether, again, that be Fidelity, Schwab, TD, Ameritrade, wherever, you know, the representatives can help you figure that out. There's a lot of information out there on the internet as well.
What's your take on employee stock ownership plans, retirement program where you can offer employees share of the business instead of stocks?
They can be great plans in that many companies that offer them will give the stock to the employees at a discounted rate. You know, say you can buy the stock at, 10% off the going market rate. So in that sense, you can basically buy the stock and then sell it. And, you know, assuming that between when you buy and sell, the stock doesn't drop drastically, you can get an instant increase in gains. There's a huge downside to that, though, Stu, because, you already have a lot invested in your company in terms of you rely on your company for your income, right? So we typically don't recommend that individuals hold more of their company's stock than is necessary. You know, once you get to a certain level, whether you're an executive or board member, sometimes there are certain stock holding requirements. If the company were to go under, the stock is going to tank and you're out of a job. So we really urge people, our clients in particular, to diversify out of their company's stock. Even if you think that your company is doing great and the stock is going to do well, there's just too much risk having all of your eggs in one basket.
All right. It's been great having you on. Please come back. Carla Adams, Wealth Management Advisor for Blue Prairie Group. And please, we're not advertising Blue Prairie Group. This is a public service. But you should go to blueprairiegroup.com and get all the information. And if you read about the management, you can get all that information on Carla Adams as well. Carla, thanks so much for joining us. Stay on as we go to a break for the next show. It's been a pleasure having you on. I want to thank everyone for listening. April 2nd, Geraldo Rivera. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,